This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, Kitty, this is weird how obsessed I've become with this. It's sort of insane. But over the weekend, I was obsessing more about the Pope. So the Pope, you know, did Pope things and made the announcements that the war in Ukraine should stop. And, you know, India and Pakistan should make peace. They, you know, did Pope things that you're supposed to do. But I'm still stuck on the whole fandom thing, you know, because...
Well, he's a White Sox fan. Right. You should be happy about that.
Right. I should be happy and just leave it at that. But I've been obsessing over the fact that I'm worried that he might really be a Packers fan. And this isn't based on anything. But it's like, why? Because no one asked him that. Everyone has just assumed that he's a Bears fan, which he should be. Because he grew up on the south side of Chicago and, you know, like, he shouldn't be a Packer fan. But here's why.
But why do you think he is? I mean, I said last week that, you know, I facetiously said, well, everyone knows God is a Packer fan. So I thought, you know, obviously the Pope would be as well.
Yeah. So then you said that and it stuck with me. So here's the thing. This is how far I've gone into this rabbit hole, because no one has asked him. And I feel like we've used up our ask about the Pope and his sports allegiances. Like,
well,
I don't know.
Even ask him. You should ask other people. I know, it seems like that's not a question befitting
the Pope,
the head of a church that has 1.4 billion members.
True. But if I had the chance, it would be my first question. But this is how deep in the rabbit hole I've gone. I just want you to know. And the reason why I think he could potentially have strayed is his brother said that his mom was a Cubs fan and his dad was a Cardinals fan. So it was already like a house divided when it comes to sports. But so then I looked, I'm like, okay, the Pope was born in, this is seriously, I was doing this the other day. Pope was born in 69 years old. So that means he was born in 56. So then I'm like, all right, well, what was the football landscape at that time? Well, the Bears won the NFL championship in 63. So he was like seven. So that seems like it should imprint him. But then in the 60s, obviously.
It was the glory years for the Green Bay Packers.
Correct.
And but then you would think that would just make him
more bear-like?
Yeah.
I would hope. But I don't know for sure. And like, so yesterday afternoon, there was a kid's birthday party we were at. And I'm like, brought this up to some of the other dads. And like, they smiled for like 30 seconds and thought it was funny. But then when I started getting into the breakdown and going through it all, they're like, dude, back away from yourself. But I think what needs to happen is after everything dies down and gets quiet, I need to call his brother. Because his brother has been, you know, been bombarded with phone calls.
Right.
But probably, I would say in another 3 to 4 weeks, it's going to settle down. Don't you? For him? For the brother? Who's probably listed in the phone book?
Why does it matter if any particular person is a fan of any particular team?
I mean, because...
Do you really think that because...
No, I don't think it's going to help.
He has got a high religious post...
No.
That it's going to make the Bears even worse if he's a Packer fan?
It's not going to help. That's a good thought,
but
though.
But then why does it matter to you?
Because there's something secretly so joyous to me about the fact that I could go up to the Pope and be like, which would never happen, dude, didn't it suck in 83 when Tito Landrum hit that home run in the 10th inning to beat the White Sox when the Orioles were playing them in
the
playoffs?
Are you getting over the fact that you tried to talk about sports with the Dalai Lama?
I didn't want to bring that back up again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.